back, and it's Sisters with Sabers. What's happening, bitch? It's a celebration, bitches!
The celebration! Bitches!
It is! Surprise! It's a virtual engagement party. On this week's Sisters with Sabers. I'm so excited. If you want to rate and review and subscribe to the show, that'd be cool. If you want to join us, hey girl, what's up? What's happening? Email us at sisterswithsabers@gmail.com. Let's see who's on the line tonight and let's get it popping. Ladies, who are you?
Hi, this is Raven.
Hi, this is Portia.
Hi, this is Olivia. And I'm actually really surprised right now. I completely forgot that you guys were going to do something like this and I didn't think it was going to happen. So yeah, it's me. Hey.
It's because you deserve
it. The title of the link is Engagement Party.
Oh my goodness. She missed that. She didn't see that. Oh, and it's Rihanna. I'm here too. I forgot to introduce myself. Hello.
These bitches are out of hand already.
Go ahead.
Hi, this is Mel.
Hey, girl. I think that's everybody. Thank you, Mel. Sorry, I wasn't trying to talk over you. I think everybody got excited. All right. What the fuck am I doing? I don't know. I'm completely off topic. All right, I'm fucking up already. I just got so much going on. There's so much to talk about. All right, so someone's getting engaged. I don't have a lot of positive things to say about marriage. So I don't know how this shit gonna go. Marriage is a commitment. It means sometimes you gotta put up with some bullshit and you gotta decide how much bullshit you can put up with out of one person at one time. What I do know is Liv is a beautiful person. That's what I'm gonna talk about. I'm gonna tell the truth because I can't lie to you. I love you too much to lie to you. Tell you the real deal about marriage. I'm gonna let you find out on your own. God bless you when you get there. I'll be waiting for the call. Liv is a wonderful human being. She cares about everybody. She's beautiful. She's smart. She has dreams and goals and aspirations. And any motherfucker would be lucky to be involved in her life. And I hope that your boo thang knows that and understands what he has. I love you. I support you. And happy engagement.
So much. Oh my god. Oh, it's just gonna be me crying the whole episode.
No crying.
There's no crying in podcasting. There's no crying in podcasting.
We love you.
There's no crying in podcast. Yes. Sorry. I'm trying to help. Like,
well,
three episodes ago.
I just cried.
I don't know anything about marriages or relationships. I'm just a wee babe on the savannah of life, but I'm happy for you.
Thank you so much. It really means so much. I totally missed that, you guys. I like went back in the Discord and I was like, oh shit, they did say that. Oh my God, that's so funny. Yeah.
So tell us the story. Tell us the fucking story.
Okay. Last Monday, I started my first day at my new job. He was like, what do you, like, I had a feeling that, like, something weird was going on because he asked me what I was going to wear to work to, like, my first day. Because I'm like, why do you give a shit what I'm going to wear to my first day? And I was like, plus I'm going to be on the computer the whole day, so it doesn't matter. And so I come home. I didn't, like, dress particularly cute or anything. And then I get home and I was like, are we going to go to Black Horse? Because it's the restaurant that we had our first date at. And then, hold on one second. I almost called my boyfriend. My fiance is eavesdropping right now, me telling this story. I was just seeing what he was doing. But So we go to this place, this restaurant, and we're inside and he was just acting kind of funny, but I thought it was just because he was hungry or something. And then like I said, you know, I really thought you were going to propose to me tonight. And then he was just like, yeah, whatever. And I was like, all right. It was like, you know, it was like one of those things where I'm like, I was just being over hopeful or something. And so we walk out and he starts like saying, hey, we should walk down here. And I was like, I don't want to walk down there. I want to go home. I'm tired. And so we're walking. I was like walking back to the car and he's like trying to lead the way somewhere else. And so we get to the car because I like was, I'm very stubborn. And so, and then he like starts, you know, telling me like reminiscing like about our last, we've known each other for 3 years. So just reminiscing on the last 3 years. And then he gets down on one knee. And I mean, I know you guys shouldn't know where I live, so you can edit that out. But he like in the middle of the downtown Main Street, and then he proposed to me. And then like these guys were like, oh, we're so happy for you, bro. And I was like, what the hell? But when he asked me, I basically said, what the fuck, are you serious? And then I was like, yes. And it was just one of those really corny moments. It was really sweet, but that's what happened. I know it sounds really weird because I'm still like kind of in shock about it. So I don't even know if I'm telling the story right.
That sounds really sweet.
Also, there's no wrong way to tell the story.
Yeah, it was just like, it was a lot. Cause like we have a really like funny relationship. Like we're very like, you know, we flirt with each other by messing with each other. And like, I didn't like, so when he was like telling me this stuff, I thought he was just messing with me. And I was like, shut the fuck up. Like you're not going to do it. And then when he, but he's not like a submissive person. So when he got down on his knee, I was like, cause he doesn't like take that shit as a joke. So I was like, oh my God, this is actually happening. I was like, oh my God. And I was like freaking out because he just got back from his deployment. And so he had like coordinated the ring and all that stuff. And it got in the mail the day he got back from his deployment, I guess. And I just totally missed it in the mail. And he like intercepted it when he got home, and then like kept it a secret for like the last 2 weeks. So it was just, it was crazy. I didn't believe it.
Y'all so cute. I wish y'all the best of luck in the future with many, 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 many of years, light years together.
A happier romance than any Star Wars romance was ever allowed.
Oh my God. That's not hard to do.
We're not setting the bar.
That's not hard to do.
I mean, all we have to do is live.
Make it into old age. Together.
Yeah.
Speak for yourself. My fucking marriage might be there.
If your sons start getting out of hand though, girl, just ship them off to boarding school and move. Don't give them a forwarding address. Just
did you learn nothing from Ben Solo? Don't send this is your what kid I'm saying. Off.
Don't send them because it's gonna happen regardless. Sorry.
I love how we're I'm like, just oh, you're married. But I feel like we're like the worst group of people to be like, yes, marriage advice.
No, because this is how friends give marriage advice. If we were her aunts or, you know, something like that, we'd be giving that sage advice. But we're her friends. So our goal is to embarrass and, you know, make her laugh as much as possible. There's no serious advice involved. Well, except for the be happy part. Thanks, we mean that.
Thanks.
We mean that part. The rest of it, we don't mean it.
Yeah. And keep us posted on the dress and all that bullshit as it develops. We want to see it. I'm sure everyone wants to see it. This is a public service announcement. This is a great time for me to drop a PSA. Just because a person gets married, it doesn't mean their vagina stops working, okay? So this is just a quick tip. I mean, like, you can be married and you can still want to have intercourse. How about it? Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Was very a pointed message in a very specific direction.
Well, shit, just because I'm married don't mean I don't want to get none. Damn. Pussy didn't fall off. It's still there.
Oh, my gosh.
It's holding on. Damn. You're married. How did you post? Why would you post that? Like, because I ain't dead, bitch.
Right? Like, my goal, not my goal, but, like, I'm going to, like, I'm not going to, like, give up because I'm married. Like, I want to be hot and feel sexy and, like, I don't know. That's not going to, I'm not going to fall off. You know what I mean?
Right. Ain't nothing wrong with taking care of yourself.
Right.
Keeping it up.
It's important for yourself. Like, don't do it for the other person. Like, do it for yourself. Like, there was some advice I heard a long time ago, and it was like, you shouldn't want to be, it came from someone trying to argue with the notion of my better half. It's like, you shouldn't be giving the best half of yourself. Like, you should be a gift to yourself, and then your partner should just enjoy that. Like, you should be your own gift, like, in your fullest self, and your partner needs to be their fullest self, and that should be celebrated. Like, can't just give half, and like, this is just how you just run yourself down, I think. But yeah, it's weird. Like, we've been needing to like take the next step in our relationship, so this was a good little boosty.
It's a next step, yeah, for sure.
Crazy. Yeah, it's crazy. But it's like, we already feel like a married couple, and it's just the next thing that felt right. But you know, I always said that like, I'd never be one of those girls that would be like doing all that wedding stuff. Like, that stuff gets, just thinking about it gives me so much anxiety. But it's like, for the last week, all I've been looking at is like fucking venues, and I'm like, God, shoot me. Like, oh my God, like, why am I looking at fucking table linens? Like, ew. But it's like, I can't stop. It's just, it's gross. I'm really about to just give it all. We went to the mountains. We went to Gatlinburg, East Tennessee last weekend, and it's said get married for $335. I'm like, let's just do that. Like, let's just do it right now. Let's just get it. Like, like, boom, boom, done.
It's a temptation.
Right. Yeah. Thanks, you guys. I really appreciate all your well wishes and taking the time to talk about me and my crazy, weird life.
You're welcome. You're important to us.
We're happy exactly. for you.
Exactly.
Definitely.
And I think it's definitely like, oh, like, because I'm like this weird mix of like tomboy energy and also like, I love wedding stuff. I love romantic shit. But like in relationships, I'm just like, ew, get away from me. but like, I think like with a wedding, it's like, it's an event celebrating one of the most intimate relationships you'll ever have with another person. And it's a very personal thing. And I think it's good to like, sort of like, this is what I want on my day or whatever, or our day. And like, I've always been the person to be like watching like the wedding videos on YouTube. Like, me and my sister, literally, we'll plan a whole day. We're like, we're gonna drink and have brunch, and we're gonna watch wedding videos all day. And it's like this fun thing, like, oh, I would do this at my wedding and things like that. When it actually happens, I think it's a good thing to like, you know, allow yourself to indulge in that, especially because we're in the middle of a pandemic. Like it's nice to imagine nice things and having a party and being around other human beings. So I think you should, you know, if you can't really stop yourself, that means there's something in you that like wants to explore that. And I think like you should, like, don't like run away from it or like, oh, I was never like that before, but now I'm sort of interested in it. I think you should just like let yourself be interested in it for at least a little while to see why you're so excited about it, which you should be excited about it. You're getting married. That's dope. Forgive my little spiel.
Yes, there's nothing wrong with exploring things.
Nope.
Why did you have, you're just like me, like, let's explore your romantic notion. You're like, what? Yeah, let's
I didn't even explore. Say anything sexual.
You didn't have to.
She did that.
I'm in here in a cut.
I didn't take it that way, but Liv seemed to take it that way. She just...
Listen, I'm chilling. I already sent my package this week to Detroit. It'll be there in 2 days.
Holy shit. What the fuck?
All right.
Right now. Look, it's...
Hose
it's,
her down. Look, there's Hose no her way, down.
There's no way he doesn't know it's me. Oh my God. I am a nerd. He turned 48 and I lost my mind. But he still Evidently. Looked good though. Yeah, he still looked good though.
I wonder if any of our listeners have figured out who we're talking about.
Well, I'm sure that
Stevie Wonder knows who I'm talking about.
If y'all follow her, y'all know what it is. Y'all already know.
Exactly. She's not exactly keeping it on the
down. I issued a warning. I issued a warning, okay? And I stand by it. I told everybody the day before his birthday, I'm like, okay, this account is about to go crazy for about 48 hours.
Pew, 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 pew.
So, it made that noise,
thank
too.
You in advance. It did make that noise. It did. Look, it is what it is. I think everybody knows who I'm talking about at this point. I can't imagine that there's anyone out there that doesn't know who I'm talking about. He's been a part of so many humanitarian acts right now too. Like, he's really been trying to help a lot where he can, and that's dope.
He's your dream boo.
Oh, you know what? Like
Angela Bassett.
Oh.
You're timeless.
See how okay? They all get me a box of Kleenex and send me on my way.
Girl, bye. Well, the first thing is you can't give up, right?
Bye, Felicia.
You can stalk your boo too.
No.
You can do what I'm doing.
Yes, but darling, mine isn't worth as much. So let's just, we'll move on.
You can still stalk him?
No.
Like, it's not even stalking. It's like, just checking up, right? You're following up.
I'm going to do no such thing.
Nah.
So there's got to be one that got away. There it is. No, hey, nobody's asking for any apologies around here. Nobody's asking.
You don't let it slide. Okay.
You know what? Mm-hmm. It's something I came to terms with many, many years ago.
I can't accept defeat. He gonna have to tell me no to my face.
I can't accept it.
I damn near drove to Detroit. I damn near drove to his house on all his right, birthday. Somebody, I was so tempted. I
somebody hose her down.
I'm like, well, what time is it now?
I'm trying to, Raven. She won't. I'm trying.
I know. I'm sorry.
I'm all trying. Right.
To the next topic.
We're moving on. And we're moving on. We are only 20 minutes in. Can we bring it together? Can we do it?
Yep.
Can we do it? I can't the whole time. I can't question for the group. Okay. And I want Liv to answer this first because, she's the one who caught the bouquet of flowers, She's the one up next at bat, I don't know, what is your ideal, because I know you've probably been thinking about this for this past week or so. The wedding, theme colors. What colors would you, love to be at your wedding?
Oh, let me pull this up right now.
She has the wedding planning book.
I had a 4-hour car ride, so I was all up in that shit. Shout out to Zola.com. Shout out to TheKnot.com. let me find out for y'all. I know it's I know you guys might think I'm crazy, but I did want a Nightmare Before Christmas kind of wedding. Not actually that, but inspired by the colors and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Mom is really upset about that. So. I was okay, well, I'll compromise because it's,
that's adorable.
It's, you gotta compromise sometimes for the parents. Hold on one second. I'm trying to log in, but it was a lot of just fall colors, mustard, that mustard yellow with that wine purple, gray, like earth tones, very earthy type of tones. It sounds really ugly when I say it. But yeah, I wanted to get a black wedding dress, but my mom is like, no, you can't do that. But I'm like, please, why not?
It's your day.
I found some really pretty black ones and I love that. And my wedding's going to be in October. So it's kind of fitting.
It's your day. You should absolutely get whatever dress you want.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's I like earth tones and I was a gardener before this job. I was a gardener and I'm an advocate for native species and growing things in season and stuff. I don't want to spend $300 on a bouquet and stuff and then times that for all my bridal. I honestly just want to have flowers that are growing at that time of year and harvest them myself and just do it that way.
That totally sounds like some shit you would do.
Yeah. I would probably just do that. It's just a natural, real fall woodsy type of wedding and not that basic, that basic freaking farmhouse type shit. I'm looking at venues and I'm like, oh, I really don't want this basic fairy lights with fucking mason jars. I don't want that. It's kind of cute, but I don't want it. I want something more fairy Lord of the Rings inspired because my fiance loved Lord of the Rings. So I'm trying to like incorporate the elements of like Lord of the Rings and Nightmare Before Christmas if they had a baby. So that's
it. That sounds cool.
Thank you. Thank you. He's actually going to get and like his ring is going to be like inscribed with Elvish, but I don't know what to put in it yet. But it will have like Lord of the Ring elements to it.
I think that's cool. Yeah,
I'm interested in your guys' ideas, and I'm sorry if I steal some.
I ain't getting married anytime soon, so like any ideas you have, like it's steal. But I think your idea, I really like that. Yeah, October, like is like I love when people get married in October. There's a friend I have, she's getting married on Halloween, and her whole like the things I've seen from her wedding look absolutely dope. Like I can't wait to see her pictures for everything. Just the aesthetic of October weddings are always the best for me. They look dope.
I'm not opposed to like a Christmas wedding, but
yeah, I want a Christmas wedding. I do.
That would be so pretty.
Yeah, like maybe like not like on Christmas, but like that week, like closer to New Year's. Yeah. I love that. Like a New Year's wedding, dope. Anyway,
yeah,
you don't get New Year's presents, you know. You can get anniversary presents. Anybody else have thoughts on their dream wedding?
Me? Let me see. I don't know. I've honestly never looked into getting married. I mean, I have, but...
You have because you saw Chris Evans and we were just like, yes.
Oh my gosh.
You have thought about it.
Honestly, I have thought about it. It's just like now that I like, okay, with Chris, I'm like, yeah, I want to get married. But then like with my mom, it's the whole idea of my mom. She's just constantly down my throat. She's like, you're 25, you know, you're about to be 26 soon and you should be getting married. And I'm like, mom, chill. Like it's just constantly, she's just constantly just saying that all the time. And I'm just like, I'm not ready for that right now. And if I tell her that, it's going to end up in a whole argument. But I don't know. Maybe if I could, I probably would do a little small one, like with my partners, a few of their family members and a few of mine. It'll be something small. Something I would go with. Who was it? I think it was Padme and Anakin's wedding when they got married. I'd like theme it off of that. Yeah. Yeah. Just like that. I want it to be something. I'm not like looking for something too big because I'm not a big person that goes out like for stuff like that. I'll just keep it simple and nice and just get married. And okay, we got our family. You got your family. All right, let's go. We're going to have a little party and that's it.
I grew up fully aware that I wasn't going to have children. And so therefore, I also grew up fully aware that I was unlikely to ever get married. And at the ripe old age of 43, I find that I was correct because I am not married, nor do I expect to be married. So I've never given it any thought. I do have a groom picked.
Well, that was a concise answer. You're like, you know, I haven't thought about it, but I have a groom in mind.
But if I ever do it, I can guarantee you exactly who it's going to be.
No, I respect that though, because like, you know, obviously it's different now, but like before I met D, like I didn't want to get married. I didn't have a desire to get married. Like when I saw my friends get married, I was like, good luck with that shit. I was very like, not, I was just like, why can't you just, you know, be with someone? And you know, all my, like, especially here in the South, like it's just like the thing to do. It's like after you turn 23, it's like, you need to fucking start worrying about when you're getting married. And it's like, leave me alone. I don't stop asking me when I'm getting married. I need to meet a person first. And I'm not going to just rush that person in. I made hints to D and everything, but like, I never wanted to give him an ultimatum or like,
I can hear you, Mel.
Okay. My internet's acting up, so I wasn't sure if I was in or not.
No.
Yep. Sorry. Yeah, I was just going to say, it's not that I never wanted to. I do want to. It's just not in the cards if you're not going to have kids.
Girl, don't buy the cow when you can get the milk for free. You're going to end up like me, a jaded old lady. You don't want
to
do that.
Excuse me? Are you talking to me?
Yes. You're okay, not old.
I'm older than you, first of all. Secondly.
Barely. By
don't
like two
barely
days.
Not okay, listen, don't barely me.
Don't talk like that, girl.
Don't even barely me. No, it's just a simple fact is that if you're choosing not to have children, at least for me, that pretty much meant you weren't going to get married, because as soon as you're in a relationship with somebody for a certain amount of time, suddenly they decide they want to have kids, which is something I'm not going to do. It's not a, you know what I mean? It's not a negotiable thing for me.
I don't think every dude is looking for that though.
Well, I beg to differ. having tried to really? Experience it, I happen to know differently. But the other issue comes at this point at my age. No, I am not old. But girl, men my age are old. Okay? Men my age are old.
Yeah, they are.
Men my age look like my dad. Men older than my age generally look like my grandpappy. Okay? Wow. No, seriously. Seriously. Look around. Look around at men in their mid-40s. Okay?
You're right. You're right.
So there's a reality that just has to be faced at a certain point. At this age, it's not to say that I won't ever fall in love or be happy or anything like that. It's just getting married is probably not going to happen now.
I went to a wedding where the bride and groom had to have been in their 70s, and he picked her up out of like her wheelchair for their dance. Shit. And it was the most beautiful thing I ever saw. So I saw that at a really young age. So I just kind of felt like I always had that impression that like it can happen and it doesn't have to be in your 20s or your whatever. And also like there's a couple and I really admire them and I look up to them. They're the ones that got me into birding, but you know, they've been married for a very long time. I think they have to be in their 70s as well. They never had kids. They just traveled the world together.
Well, I mean, we all know people like that, but trust me, it's a lot harder to find. And it you know, if you saw my Twitter feed today, you saw that somebody posted that if you don't have kids, that you don't care about the future. Rest assured, in my life, I have been verbally and physically attacked because I chose not to have children. It is considered a failing. Mm-hmm. It makes me less of a woman in many people's eyes. And that is certainly true of a lot of the men that I have dated. And of course, at my age too, a lot of the guys that I would date, you know, have children. And if I don't have children, they automatically assume that means I hate children, which is not even close to remotely near true. I just don't have any. And I didn't want to have any. Nothing's wrong with me. I'm not broken. It's just not something I wanted to do. And I don't think that just because you can do something, you should. But you would be amazed at the horrifying things people will say to you when they find out that you don't have children. And then when they say something like, oh, I'm sorry, you know, or, oh, you just haven't met the right person. It's like, oh, no, I meant to do that.
Oh, my God.
And then it becomes, you know, well, what's wrong with you? There are people out there who want children and you're just selfish. You're just so selfish. And I'm like, well, no, selfish should be having a kid and not taking care of it. Choosing not to have them so I don't have to is not selfish. It's, you know, thinking forward, you know, forward thinking. But like I said, it's, and then of course, times have changed a bit now. It's becoming a little bit more acceptable, but it's really hard to explain if you haven't been in that position, just how huge of a demerit most people consider it to be as a woman choosing not to have children. It's horrifying the things that people say and the way that they treat you and the way that they automatically assume that you are mentally handicapped or, you know, some other, you know, quote unquote horrible thing that would cause you not to have kids. Wow. And it's just like, no, I just don't, you know?
Yeah. I mean, for me, I definitely agree with you. For me, I already know, like, and I've known for a long time, I don't want kids.
Yeah.
And you know, it's not like, it's just, that's for me. And I feel like, you said, it is worse to try to force yourself into doing something and then ultimately, you know, do a disservice to the child because you're not, that's just not where your heart is, or your mind or anything. It's just not, that's not it. And for me, like, I haven't even told like a lot of people in my family that, you know, even though I've known that I don't want kids for a while, I haven't really said that. And I'm not going to necessarily. I mean, eventually they're just going to have to figure it out. But because one half of my family, like, there's this big priority on having kids. And, you know, there's one Christmas day, I remember a couple of my relatives were around and I already said, you know, at that point, I told some of them that I wasn't going to have kids and they acted so offended. And it was just like, you know, that's not an insult against them. That's my decision. And it's not going to impact them in any way, shape, or form. So, I mean, it really is, you know, it's ridiculous because it's not, it shouldn't be like an obligation. It shouldn't be something like, it shouldn't be, there shouldn't be this perception where, you know, women's goal, like ultimate life goal, is to have kids. That's not, that's just not it. That's really not true. You know, and it's just frustrating the backlash that you do get when, you know, you don't conform or, you know, you're not meeting other people's like expectations for life or whatever it is, because, you know, it's a personal choice. You know, if you are, and not to, you know, pay no mind to the people who are physically incapable of having kids who may want to, and I do empathize or sympathize rather for them, but their inability to have kids doesn't mean that I should have kids, because they may have maternal instincts that I do not have. And, you know, it's better to be conscious of that and not try to ignore that.
Also, when I, before I got fixed, I did try to donate to help out my sisters who can't, you know, and I was shown the door in a quick hot minute. And I don't think I have to tell anybody in this room why, but that's the reality of the world that we live in. And so, and I don't mean to get all like super deep about it. I'm sorry to like bring it down, but there is a real misunderstanding in the world about the way that women who choose not to have children are viewed, how they're talked about, how they're talked to, how they're treated. There is, I mean, we are, as far as people are concerned, broken. There is something wrong with us that we don't want to have kids. And it's horrifying to have to deal with that on a regular basis, to try to tell people, no, there's nothing wrong with me. You know, I'm fine.
You just don't want to be as stressed out as I am. And I understand that. I respect that. I wish I had made that choice.
Well, you know, and it's not everybody's choice. Some people want to have 18 fucking kids and I'm like, go to it. I'll, you know, be there to support you, girl. But it's just not my thing. So I didn't mean to drag it all down. I'm going to shut up now. Just go back to Star Wars now. I'm sorry.
Pumping the babies out and look like that queen from Geonosis, just sitting there. Bleh.
Right.
Ew. That's gross. I'm good on that shit.
I did not need that imagery.
I know. That's what that episode freaked me out. I'm like, what the hell is that? That episode
was so creepy. Yuck. Yeah. Good times. Okay. The Mandalorian trailer came out, the new one. It was so exciting. Speaking of things that are like my marriage, the Mandalorian trailer, everyone. It was just as uneventful.
Well, it's about to come out and they're not going to give anything away. They want people to watch it. I mean, personally, I enjoyed watching it last time and not knowing what was happening. I guess I just don't understand why everybody wants to know everything that's happening before it starts. Like, just watch the show. It's more fun if you don't know. But at the same time, I watched it and I was just kind of like, okay. You know, so I don't disagree with your assessment. I don't disagree with the assessment that it was kind of like, okay, great. You know, I mean, we saw some cool stuff, but it was just expanding on what we had already seen, right?
Yeah. I like how the whole idea, because like, honestly, with my brother, he was not a fan of Star Wars. Like, he's seen a couple of the movies and he's just like, this doesn't interest me at all. But once I told him about The Mandalorian and he saw the trailer, he was like, hold up, this caught my attention. I think I might actually like it. And every episode came out, he sat up in the room with me and watched it and I was just like, yes, I got him into something that Star Wars related. Yes.
All it takes is one bite.
It's that forbidden fruit.
Everybody knows that the first hit is free. Everybody knows that shit. When you get that first little line, you know what I mean? The powder, the first one is free. Everybody know that shit. And then you come back.
Yeah, because he attacked me the other day, because I was like, yeah, you know, it's coming out this month. And he just looked at me like, you didn't tell me? I'm like, I thought I told you.
Have you been living under a rock?
I know. I'm like, you, because like, he's always up to date on a lot of things before me and always comes back to me. He's like, Portia, have you seen this? And I'm like, no, but I guess he wasn't up to date on that part. I'm just like, you're a huge fan of it and you haven't seen it yet?
Oh, there you go. Sorry, Liv.
No, for a second, I'm like, wait, why? I got quiet.
I don't know. I just, you know, I've been busy. And just based on the reaction I saw on Twitter, I'm just like, I'm not in a rush to see it. Like, I'll see it when I see it. But yeah, anyone else?
I saw it and I honestly was like, I thought, I like talked to my dad. I'm like, oh, I thought they released another Mandalorian trailer, but I think I just watched the same one I watched from before. And he's like, no, you watched the new one. And I was like, oh, I feel like I gained no new information. Like, I was just like so out of it when I watched it. So yeah, like, I was like, okay. Again, there was no like new
groundbreaking information being given in this trailer. It was sort of just kind of like a reminder, like, hey, this thing is coming out. And it's Star Wars. It needs minimal advertising for people to know it's coming, because our fandom basically does free advertisement constantly. We're like, 28 days until The Mandalorian or whatever. Like, we make our own hype. We create our own theories.
There is no question about it.
Yeah, like, to the point where, you know, Disney giving us anything is just extra at this point. It's like, you know, it's like, we got this handled, Disney. Don't worry about it. Don't stress yourself out. We got it. Mm. So, yeah, like, I'm still excited for it, but it was like, I wasn't, like, waiting for the trailer to drop, because I wasn't expecting anything to come from it. Especially because, like, the first... If you remember last season with The Mandalorian, in all the trailers and things like that, there was no hint of, like, the child, which is a major plot point.
Yeah.
Yep.
Season.
Yep.
So I feel like they're not going to put anything, like, that's super groundbreaking within the trailer of Season 2. Like, I don't think they're going to do that.
They're just going to keep those characters in there, like, the same ones we saw from Season 1. Like, these characters are still there. They're not going to show you any new ones. Well, just one. That's it, but you're not getting any more until the first episode, okay? That's it.
I really enjoyed being surprised last year, so I'm looking forward to being surprised this year and not really. I mean, I've seen the trailers, but like Reset, you know, haven't seen anything new, nothing groundbreaking. I don't do the whole, like, freeze frame, zoom in, super checking out. You know, I don't subscribe to that, because it's like, I like to be surprised. So, and let's be real here. Going into The Mandalorian Season 1, we were surprised, because there just really wasn't anything out there for us to know beforehand. And I enjoyed it so much more than I enjoyed any of the sequel trilogy movies in that way, simply because going into them, you know, it's like, if you're on social media at all, you can't avoid some spoilers or some, you know, some something or other. And that's fine. I mean, I'm on social media. That's my choice. I'm not complaining about it. I'm just simply saying. But literally with The Mandalorian, we had no idea of anything going into it. So, and again, like I said, I just really enjoyed that new experience of watching a show and literally having just no idea what was going to happen next, you know?
And we're back. Hello. Hi.
Hey.
Yeah, come on. What was on? We were talking about The Mandalorian or something.
Yeah,
yes, we need to get other people's opinions on The Mandalorian trailer or lack thereof.
Ah, Mando! They all hate you, Mando. Mando, only you, Mando. Welcome back, Mando. Mando. Sorry for the remote rendezvous, Mando. What about you, Mando? Mando. Things got really heated once Mando crashed the safe house. That was impressive, Mando. Very impressive.
An engagement party. What?
Oh, yeah, that too.
We got to get more information, though, because we haven't heard from everybody on The Mandalorian. So.
Yes.
Engage with The Mandalorian content.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I get it. I get to be engaged to The Mandalorian. But he has a fucking... Those black robes that Luke was in. Yeah. And I'm like, can you put that shit on and just redo the moment? Thanks.
It's a good thing.
I like those. I like those ones. Thanks, mate. I don't know, but he got a stormtrooper or clone trooper helmet the other day, and I'm like, I think I'm gonna need to get you a Commander Rex cosplay going on, because you look sexy, man. Because he's already like a soldier, so he has like the body type, and I'm like, you are like, you could pull it off. You could really pull it off. It was really cute. Maybe we should just cosplay at our wedding.
I'm thinking that could be cool.
Oh, I think that would be awesome.
Like, imagine, like, oh my god, I'm sorry. Like, if it was like in like Mandalorian armor, and like you take his helmet off to kiss him, you know, and so you may kiss the bride. I'm just like, that would be hella romantic.
OMG, it totally.
That is not where I thought you were going with that.
What, girl, head out the gun. Girl, what did you think I was going with that? He's just gonna strip his armor off in the middle in front of all of your guests.
I thought you were gonna say he could wear I thought you were gonna go Raylo with it, but you didn't.
Oh no, because we were talking about the Mandalorian, so I was thinking about the Mandalorian. Okay. And I know Raylo's not for everybody, so we have to, you know.
It's for me, but I'm really on the DL about it.
Ooh. Let me know.
Yeah. I try to act like I'm not with it, but I'm like, kind of with it. Like,
hey. That's lit. Okay.
At all.
I've been so with it since the beginning. I'm like Liv. I'm just on the DL about it, and yeah, not like super secretive. But it's not like, yeah, it's not. But it's not one of those things where I'm afraid to say that I'm a Raylo. I just don't have like, I'm not artistic or creative, so it's not like I have like a fanfic to share or some cool art that I drew. It's just like, yeah, I totally dig Raylo, man. So, yeah. Like, who needs my input?
It's funny you say that, because I'll be honest with you, this podcast would not even be a thing if it wasn't for me remaking my Twitter and it said, follow some things you like. Like, I literally didn't follow anyone. And the only thing I followed that I liked was like Adam Driver and then like nature stuff. And then that's how I got into Star Wars Twitter. And that's how I saw Maria's tweet about, well, you should start a podcast. And it literally happened this year. And so if it wasn't for Adam Driver and my secret Raylo-ness, we wouldn't even be here, guys. So, you know.
Thanks, Adam Driver.
Thanks, Adam Driver. What did John Oliver call him this weekend? He was some sort of a water tower.
John Oliver did another Adam Driver bit. I missed that.
He did.
This weekend was rough. Okay.
He did mention him and show him and lust after him for a few seconds, which I enjoy thoroughly.
Yeah.
He called him like I can't remember if he said he was a disused water tower or it was something about a water tower. I just can't remember what. So you'll have to look and see. Sorry.
Oh my God. I love John Oliver when he says, like, cause I'm like, this man is like channeling all Adam Driver.
He totally is.
Like in this moment, he's like, break me in half, you rudely large man.
And it's like, yep. Okay.
You're like, on TV? On national TV? Okay.
What? Oh my God.
And that's not even like the most wild thing he said about Adam Driver on his television show. Oh my goodness.
No, he gets pretty excited.
Yeah.
So who else didn't chime in? Mel, have we heard from you? Amanda?
Not yet. I'm excited for The Mandalorian. Like, at this point, I don't really care about the trailers. I just want to watch the show. Because I know the trailers aren't going to really tell me anything. And even if they did tell me something, I'd rather they not tell me anything. I wouldn't be surprised when I watch it. So, like, I'm just ready for it.
For me, I feel like it makes sense. I think that there was just a lot more hype for it created by like Star Wars fans, you know, in general, instead of like it wasn't actually Lucasfilm or Disney that built up hype necessarily as much as it was the fans for the teaser trailer that we got during the Monday football. I feel like that was the case. And I think that's why like, maybe people felt like there should have been more to it. Me personally, I think it was fine for what it was. I would have liked to see less Kara in the trailer. As for the actual like second season, I'm gonna try it. I just hope that the amount of like Kara/Gina in the teaser trailer isn't indicative of the amount of, you know, Kara slash Gina in the overall season. Because, I mean, I feel like, you know, I've had conversations about this with different people, but if there's too much, I'm just not sure I'm going to be able to continue watching, like, once I start, continue watching the second season. But, you know, again, right now I just plan on checking out the first episode of the second season and seeing what happens from there.
Yeah, you know, I saw that, Amanda, the other day, your comment about that. And I thought that was, you know, I'm glad you pointed that out, because I think just after all the shit she's been saying and like how she's been trolling, especially with like the trans community, it's like, why is Disney going to continue to support her career? When she's just trolling issues that are like super important, like the authenticity of a fucking pandemic. It's just very, I feel the same way. I'm like, yeah, I don't know how interested I'll be in supporting that and giving views to them if they continue to turn a blind eye to that, because I'm already kind of like pissed off about the whole Finn situation, John Boyega. And that's just adding salt to the wound. And I just am like, I'm not going to, what kind of person does that make me? I don't know.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's going to be a difficult thing watching her this season. I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt because most of this happened after they filmed. So I'm hoping they course correct for season 3. So that's what's to me going to be really telling what they do now from here on out.
For me, I feel like also the rumor about a show like Kara actually getting, you know, a show, Kara-centric show, is also troubling, because if that, you know, it's what's been said about season 2 already having been filmed is right. But if like Disney Lucasfilm proceed to create a show centered around Kara, that's not going to send a good message.
No, it's not.
Yeah, so I'm waiting to see what happens with that too, because that's going to be telling of where they stand too.
Yeah, like Disney, you can't only be like an ally when it makes you money. You know what I mean? You can't, if something is wrong, then it's wrong. And I get that companies right now, especially, they're learning and they're growing from these deeply ingrained issues, but they know what's up with the Kara situation. And I don't fuck with that. I don't think it's okay to support people who mock trans lives. It's just, it's disgusting.
Yeah, this just kind of reminded me of the situation, sort of like the Chris Pratt situation that was happening yesterday into today, I think. If any of y'all like, whereas like no one said anything about the situation when like Brie Larson and like the actors of color were being harassed in Marvel, but everyone wants to come out of the woodworks because Chris Pratt lost the Twitter poll. Like,
that was so that is stupid. Like, that ticks me off. Like, a woman was just these women, Zendaya, Brie Larson, Tessa Thompson, these three ladies were attacked just for becoming these characters that they are today. Nobody jumped to their defense. But soon as this shit happened, I don't understand. Men are fucking trash. It's disgusting. Like, y'all defending this man. This man is anti-LGBTQ+. And he does, I like, now I'm seeing it. Mark, you're trash. Robert's trash. This is ridiculous. I can't.
It's so disgusting. I mean, Tessa, Breeze, and they were getting death threats. This was some serious shit.
Yes.
People are just pointing out things about Chris Pratt that are true. That he supports conversion therapy. That he's anti-LGBTQ. all of this is true, that he voted for Trump. He will vote for Trump. He supports everything Trump says. All of this is true. We're not pointing out anything that's false. And then they just his defense as if somebody had just like called him an idiot for nothing.
Yes. It's crazy. It's like to them, like they were saying, because I saw in his post, in Robert's post, how he said like he's getting canceled. Nobody's canceling him. We're just pointing out how trash he is as a person, the shit that he does. It's all it is. The whole canceling thing, that shit don't work. That don't work for white people. I'm gonna say that. It don't work for white people.
It doesn't.
And there's a difference between, you know, cancel culture and actually being held accountable for your wrong actions, and that you can't just avoid accountability. I mean, you know, white people, you know, especially white guys, tend to get around that and avoid that. And I think that's what makes this situation that much more infuriating, because, you know, they shouldn't be held accountable. And then also in the way that Robert Downey Jr., you know, phrased his Instagram post, he's like literally shaming the same people who feel as if they don't matter because mm-hmm. of what Chris Pratt, you know, the ideas that he has and all of this. And it's just really frustrating to watch this keep on happening, you know, throughout today too, because it hasn't ended. I mean, all these people keep on coming out and defending Chris Pratt, Josh Gad and Zoe Saldana. And it's really, I just don't get it.
See, it's oh my God. I just don't understand the whole thing of it. I don't, it was to me, like, honestly, it was a joke as well. Like, it wasn't something that serious though, but people were still pointing out the stuff about him, and they just, like, just calm down, y'all. I mean, I already got that, like, even though I've never met the guy in person just through television and stuff, I've always gotten a bad vibe from him. I'm just going to say that, even before all this, before I found out all this. So my gut was telling me not to trust him, and I didn't.
That's the ancestors.
I
liked him. Seriously, but...
but it, I was a big Parks and Rec fan. I really liked Chris Pratt before I knew who he was, and that hurt.
The thing is, like I said this earlier today, I know plenty of nice people who are decent, nice people who have a good heart at the end of the day, who have trash opinions. But so just because that person is nice does not mean I have to support them or engage with them just because they're nice. That we have to demand more from the people around us. We cannot just accept people and put them on a pedestal because they do the bare minimum as a decent human being operating in this world. So Chris Pratt, yes, he's a very charming, funny guy. I'm pretty sure he's polite to everyone he meets or whatever. Bare minimum. You know what? And if behind the scenes, because all these posts are saying, like, we know your true heart behind the scenes just because you don't broadcast your political opinions or whatever. Actions speak louder than words, and people see what you're doing because you're a celebrity. Your shit is out there. We see what you're doing. We see where you go. We see what church you go to, where your money goes. And it's not going someplace that any of us like. So we can criticize that, but be like, okay, well, I'm not going to use my money to support you because I don't support the things that you spend your money on. So trickle down theory, I'm not giving you my money because you're going to give that money to someplace that I don't approve of, which is completely acceptable for us to do in this capitalistic society that we are all doomed to be shackled under. That's the way it works. This is the system that you created. So I'm just playing the game that you created. Like, period. That's the end. Like, so I don't understand why they're upset. Like, yes, we can decide that we don't like Chris Pratt and we don't want to support anything that he's in, which is not even what anybody was saying. Like, even if Chris Pratt didn't have like shady political opinions, he still wouldn't be the best Chris. Just saying.
Hello.
Like, even without all of that,
still wouldn't be the best Chris. Would it? Not competition.
I think if we're all honest, put all of that shit aside, he's still the fourth Chris, right? I mean,
agreed.
I haven't seen anybody who has said that the only reason that they're putting him as the guy that goes is because of this situation. I mean, I know that that has a lot to do with it, but I think generally speaking, he's still the guy that goes. And I mean, I'm not trying to make light of it, but let's be real, dude. You weren't getting in anyway.
Mm-mm.
I mean, come on. First of all, you don't put anybody up against Chris Hemsworth because that's just not fair. Okay. And then you're going to turn around and back it up with, oh, well, maybe Chris Pine or Chris Evans. Okay. Well, there's the other 85% of the men on the planet. So now you've got left Chris, and Brad Pitt. That's it. Okay. That's where the table ends. So Chris Pratt wasn't making the top 10 on that one anyway. Sorry. Not sorry.
He wasn't. He's only up there because of his name.
That's He's only all. Up there because he was in the Avengers.
That too.
You know what I mean? It's like, let's be real here. You know.
Yeah.
I mean.
Like, I'm not even saying this to be mean. I'm just trying to say this to put into stark contrast the ridiculousness of these celebrities typing out Black Lives Matter level apology post. on the timeline in defense of this man who has yet to say anything in his own defense.
But that's true. Like it is.
But what I would say though is, where do we stop? You know? You have to change because you're different. I don't like the way that you are. You need to change because you're different. And when they say it to us, it's not cool. Mm-mm. And I'm not saying, and I'm, again, I want to be clear here. I completely agree with everything that was just said. I am not on his side. But having said that, I have three sisters who all have kids. I worry that they're going to lose their jobs because they're Trump supporters and they might say something to the wrong person. Now, not to say that that's okay, but I don't want my nieces and nephews to suffer or have to hear people calling their mother horrifying names and terrible things just because we disagree. I mean, unfortunately, that's part of the deal too, is we have to listen to stupid people say stupid things. But having said that, if you're going to support stupid people saying stupid things, you should expect people are going to call you out on it. And that's just the way it is. Like, you're going to get called out on it. Deal with that. But at the same time, I do wonder when we're turning, which I guess is kind of fair, turning the shit that's been done to us back on other people. And I'm saying been done to us in the very broadest sense, because obviously I'm not a member of the LGBTQ. A plus community. I just wanted to do my Tiffany Trump impression to try to keep the mood light, but I'm not a member of the community. So when I say done to us, I don't mean it. You know, I'm not trying to like take on the persona, but we've all been there where, you know, it's women, it's being a person of color, it's, you know, whatever your situation is, we've all been there where you're not taken seriously because you're a Raylo, or you're not taken seriously because you're this or that or the other thing. And so I guess for me, I would say I agree at 100%. Everything he does, says, agrees with is quite reprehensible, and he wouldn't have made my fucking top fucking 50 if he tried. But that said, I do think we have to consider that, you know, just as much as we're allowed to call them out, they're allowed to not have to change what they feel. But like you said, Ree, and I know we've talked about it on this podcast before, that's when we have to start using our dollars to make the point and to say, we're not going to support you. We're not going to buy shit that you're doing. We're not going to give you money so you can give money to people who want to throw people in shock therapy over something. You know what I mean? It's just, I guess for me, it's just very difficult, I guess, because so much of my family, so many of my friends are Trump supporters. And I, like Ree said, you know, it's just like, I love you. I know you got a good heart, but man, you have the most reprehensible and horrible opinions. But I don't want to see those people lose their livelihoods because they're expressing their feelings and opinions and beliefs, even though they are completely diametrically opposed to mine. So I guess I just, that's my feeling, but I don't know, maybe I'm crazy. But again, I want to be extra super clear, not defending Chris Pratt on any level, just simply saying that just as much as we're allowed to call them out, they're allowed to be stupid back, I guess is my point. Sorry, soapboxed a little there. I worry it's sowing more division. I don't think it helps for us to shut doors. No, we shouldn't have to constantly always be the one holding the door for people. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they should have to sleep outside for a while. I don't know. I don't have the solution to the problem.
I feel like everybody has a different role to play. There are people who need to shut. There are people who need to shut doors.
Yep.
And that's the job of a professional setting. A professional setting is there has to be rules in a professional setting and political setting. There has to be rules for society to continue on. And we need to have a basic understanding of what is considered decent behavior, because that is how society is run. And those people need to shut doors for people who have opinions that do not belong in polite society anymore.
Yep. Yep.
But there also needs to be the people who have the role of building bridges or showing those doors have been closed on because of something that they think, to be like, hey, you're not a terrible person, really. You're not completely worthless.
Right.
This is a bridge for you to come back to the light or whatever. And, you know, come back into the fold of society as we've created this new norm. And I feel like the fear of those people who are afraid of having those doors shut on them is because there's not enough people creating bridges. They're just like, nope, I'm leaving you out to dry. You had a shitty opinion once, so you don't get a second chance. I'm leaving them out to dry. And I'm like, and I feel like that's problem. I feel like, yes, those people, we need to show them that like that behavior is no longer acceptable, but we also need to show like there's another path. Like, we're not just gonna leave you out here to rot, because that's not productive for anybody.
Right. And I think you're absolutely right. And I think that for me, because I'm just naturally a bridge builder, I would much prefer to fix things, you know, try to meet in the middle, you know, something, than to just walk away. But you're absolutely right, because God knows I've become quite good at cutting strings. And so I'm 100% on that, you know, sometimes, you know, you need to just go, and I'm not dealing with you, and I don't have to, somebody else can deal with you down the road. So I think you're absolutely right. And I think for me, it's just, I guess I'm a bridge builder. And so I just, you know, maybe feel like I have to say, like, you know, as much as it angers me too, you know, the kinds of horrible things that he's, you know, supports and you know, all that. But at the same time, you know, he has a kid. He has a couple of kids. We won't even get into that. but, you know, I just, yeah, I'm a bridge builder, I guess, is what it comes down to. And I just want to, hi, I'm the bridge builder. Somebody's looking for a bridge. I'm your troll, I guess. Sorry. I can't help it. I'm a hippie, you guys. I'm a hippie from fucking Milwaukee, okay? Happy days is my world.
You're good.
Well, I'm the same way. But now I'm just thinking about the bridge scene from The Force Awakens. And now I'm sad.
Oh, no.
Get it.
I don't know if I could do it alone.
Will you
help? God.
Oh my God, sorry.
Okay. Oh God, we're all gonna cry now. Okay.
You see, Han is a bridge builder. He crossed that bridge.
Han is a bridge builder. That's right. Good.
Everyone else was gonna leave Kylo out there to get exploded in the reactor. But he was like, no, I have to cross the bridge and try, even though he knew he wasn't gonna make it to the other side of that bridge.
But all it was a day that Harrison did not give Adam his firm dose of curmudgeonliness. So he had to get out on that bridge and make sure that he got a little grumpy Harrison before the day was out.
Oh my gosh. Amazing.
Amazing.
He is the grumple puss. Okay, he is a grumple puss. I love Harrison, but he's a grumple puss.
I love it. I love it. I love how he's just like openly is just like Star Wars. Like, please shut up about Star Wars.
Yeah, but like I don't even care, dude.
Why are we even talking about this?
Like, I have nothing to say to Harrison Ford because everything I would say would be Indiana Jones.
There was like an award show where like they were playing the Indiana Jones music as he walked on stage, and the first thing he said on stage was like, "I can't escape that damn music."
Yes, I've seen that one. I think it was the AFI for George Lucas.
Yeah, he was just like,
I think that's what it
was. Yeah. Yeah. He was like, are you serious? I'm like, what else did you expect? That's your theme song, my guy.
Well, he should just be happy they're playing that one and not Star Wars. You know, give him the one that's his alone.
I wonder which franchise he prefers, Indiana Jones or Star Wars. I feel like it's Indiana Jones, probably.
I feel like it's Indiana Jones. Like
it is, too.
He's coming back for that.
Yeah. I've seen him do an interview where he talked about that, and he said all of his characters are basically him, but, you know, he probably connects to Indy more, you know, but you know how Harrison is. Back home, they call him Mumbles. I do love Harrison Ford, though.
He just got his pilot license reinstated, too.
So he can crash another plane?
Disturbing. Right. He just got his pilot license reinstated, and it's the last thing that he needs right now. Like,
he's
already had so many near misses.
Let's take a vote. Who thinks that Harrison Ford should be able to fly anything other than the Millennium Falcon?
Not even that.
You're grounded, Harrison. Sorry.
He's grounded completely.
Put him on the horse or on his feet or something. Yeah.
I couldn't even vote. I'm going to be honest with y'all. If we had the vote, I couldn't even vote. So.
Mm-mm. He just shouldn't.
If he wants to, you know,
he should
defy death, you know, let him do his thing.
I would say that if he was jumping out of planes, but he's not. He's crashing planes. And if he crashes a plane into somebody else, then it becomes a problem.
That's not great.
That's the bigger concern.
Okay, so he's allowed to fly in places of low population density.
Yeah, where there's no people, he can fly all he wants.
Yeah, go up to somewhere in Alaska. I don't know. That's not a great idea.
No, Alaska would be fine. There's very few people in Alaska. He'd be good.
I feel like, you know, there wouldn't be very much. I don't know what the weather's like in Alaska. Let me shut up. Someone's gonna be like in the comments, be like, "That's not the way the weather is in Alaska." And I'm like, I don't know. I've never been to Alaska. I don't know.
I can tell you this about Alaska. It's warmer there than you think.
Wait, what?
It's warmer there than you think.
Wait, what?
I live in Minnesota, dude. It's colder here in Minnesota way, way more often than it's colder in Anchorage.
Wow.
Yeah. It gets a lot warmer than you think, and it's nowhere near as cold as you think. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's cold.
Yeah.
But it's not Antarctica. Like, you know, in our minds, we think of it as this frozen, you know, tundra wasteland where it's always like that, and it just isn't like that all the time at all. It's so weird when you look at the map and you look at the temperature and you're like, wait a minute, it's 75 degrees in Anchorage? What? Yeah, it is. We pay attention to temperatures around here. When you live in a place where the temperature is frequently below survivability for humans, you pay attention.
Talk about it. Like down here, it gets hot and then it gets cold and then it's hot and then it's hot, even hotter. It gets hot. Then it's back cold again just for a few hours. Then it's hot again. I hate this bipolar ass weather down here.
It is 33 degrees right now. here.
Are you serious?
Yep. Well, we got, like I said, we got 5 inches of snow earlier today. And I'm just looking right now. Damn. It's 35 degrees in Anchorage, Alaska, meaning it's warmer in Anchorage, Alaska right now than it is where I am. So there you go.
Wow.
It's 79 degrees here.
Now, you know what? You can just go home.
It's hot. She's
gonna wave it around like that. It's 79 degrees here.
It gets up to 90 though in the day, and like, and I gotta walk my dog out, man. I'm hot.
Oh yes, I hate it.
I'll take the 90, man. You can have you this don't want freezing bullshit.
You don't want this heat. The heat with the humidity. Oh my gosh, it is bad. I hate it.
Well, we have pretty brutal heat and humidity in the summertime here. It's just a lot shorter than, you know, everywhere else.
Compared to California's heat, I like California because they ain't got no humidity to it.
Yeah, right now we're at 70% humidity here. Which is not as bad when it's cold as it is when it's 95 degrees and 85% humidity, which is incredibly warm. Anyways, the weather lesson can be over now. Sorry.
Back on track.
Mama got all sciencey. She does that.
It's all good. We have an email.
Yay!
From a listener. This comes from a non-Ahsoka lover. She sent an email. Is there anyone available who would like to read it?
I'll read it.
Cool.
So I want to start off by saying I loved Ahsoka from the start of the series. I was surprised at how much hate she got and thought that maybe because I was 15, I was just the right age to not hate her. So it's been great to see all of the love that she and Ashley are getting in recent years. But I started to notice that there are a lot of people who are unfortunately only liking Ahsoka so long as they could use her to trash on Rey. And now that she's coming to live action, I've already seen people drop the fake love and start hating again. Saying she's in too much even though she's only in Clone Wars and Rebels and she's overpowered. There's no way she'll look good live. And even though I've seen a lot of people headcanon human Ahsoka is black, I'm afraid of the hate that's going to come if she does get played by a woman of color. As a blurred girl, I'm sick and tired of the fandom hate that comes whenever a black Afro-Latina woman is cast. Any idea how to handle the hate when it does eventually hit?
Thank you so much for sending in your question. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for listening. And we'd love to have you on if you ever want to drop us a line or a voicemail or just come on. All that would be really cool. Thank you for sending that out. Shout out to my blurbs. They represent the realness.
Anybody? Bueller?
Y'all don't want to hear my opinion. My opinion is fuck them. How about that?
It's that really was pretty simple. Much my opinion. I was going to say, how do you deal with it when the eventual hate actually hits? With your fucking saber. With your saber in your fucking hand.
It's going to happen. I'm not new to this and true to this. You know, I can't post something on Twitter without somebody hating on it. So it's all good. It happens. I try not to let it dominate my life. Like, you don't like Ahsoka? Okay, next. Like, you know, it's my thing. It's for me. It's not for anyone else. I try not to take it too seriously and I block where appropriate. You know, I mute a lot of people. Like, there's not a lot of people that I see in my timeline anymore. Recently, I've got a lot of new followers, I guess, because of the show or whatever. And if they can't handle what's on there, I recommend that they switch to the Saber's account. Just because it's a little more clean and it's just based around a show. But, you know, just block heavily, mute heavily, do what you have to do to create a safe space for yourself on Twitter. You know, motherfuckers are always going to hate. You know, we talked about it earlier in the show tonight, but for some reason, whenever a brown woman decides to do anything, it's always a goddamn problem. And it doesn't matter how many white cis men decide they want to do something. That's great. But when a brown girl gets picked to do anything, it's a problem. When the Martez sisters come out on Clone Wars, it's filler. Why? Because they're not white folks. You know, like that arc meant a lot to me as a person who is Afro-Latina. I think it's important that we show that, and, you know, fuck them. Like, you know, you can get some water-based lubricant on Amazon for really cheap and like one of those like 10-inch dildos and just send it to them. Like, here you go, bro. Like, go to town.
Clearly they need it. Right. I would also add, I would like to think, and maybe I'm completely wrong and maybe I'm being completely naive here, but I would like to think that the woman who plays a character like Ahsoka Tano is going to have way bigger balls than anybody coming for her. And so on her end, I think she'll be okay. On our end, what Maria said, fuck them.
And you know what? If someone's messing with you, most of the girls on this podcast will go to bat. Like, you sent us a DM of somebody saying some foolishness. I've got the time. I've got the time today to fight someone on Twitter. Always. Like, if you start doing it, I will do it. Like, so, you know what? But, you know, ignoring them is also a very good option. One that I am seemingly incapable of doing. But, yeah, that's a completely viable option as well, to just ignore them. Because people are always going to say some shit. There's so-and-so who's got something to say. If you're a woman existing, someone's got something to say. Always. Always. Fact. And even if it's not directly about you, but about someone that looks like you, it does hurt. It does. But you know what? You know what? Like, if you are someone who creates like me, you just gotta, every time I see a stupid hot take on the timeline or a show that did someone that looks like me or someone I feel connected to wrong, I'm like, I just gotta create faster for people like me. I just gotta create faster to create a space for people like me to come and talk, which I feel like part of this podcast is also doing that, creating a space for people to be like, also feel like they're not alone in that feeling of anger every time a black woman in fan spaces do anything, they're attacked or belittled.
Hello.
Yeah.
So that's what this is for. So, you know what, like, we are here as a support system or whatever. Use us for that, as that space. Keep sending us comments and things like that about things that are bothering you within the fan spaces. We will validate all those feelings because we have been there. We are there. And we will fist fight in this parking lot.
Yep.
Let's
and we
get
will...
ready to rumble. Yep.
We will
We're
rumble
back
in the
parking lot.
But also remember that this is a place where, you know, you can vent. You can tell us things and we can say it out and it doesn't have to be you. And, you know, it's so important not to bottle that stuff up, not to keep it inside, as they say, you know. And no, talking about it doesn't always make it better. It doesn't necessarily affect the situation, but at least it's not, you know, that's a weight that, you know, we can help carry sometimes. So don't be afraid to, you know, reach out to us with, you know, comments and concerns about things that you see in the fandom. We'll talk about it. And maybe, just maybe, somebody will hear us and think twice about what they might say or not say. Also, scrolling past is a motherfucking superpower. And I'm here to tell you, it is an adrenaline rush after a while.
I agree. I think those were some really good tips. Yeah. And just keep your head up and focus on the things that you love I mean, there's nothing, you know, haters are so fucking lame. And most of them have no fucking life anyway. And they really, really, really want you to give them time. That's really all they fucking want is somebody somewhere to give them some fucking time. So, you know, that too. I just, there's so much going on in my day. Yeah, like there's so much shit going on in my day. I really don't have time for a whole lot, especially now with my new hobby. You know, I've got even less time.
Oh my God.
For the love of God. So
celebrate the things that you love and celebrate them often and vigorously. That's my suggestion.
I get it. I agree with you guys.
Mel, you were going to say something. What were you going to say?
No, I wasn't going to say anything.
You were just going to say, I agree with you guys.
Yeah, basically everything you said.
Oh my God.
I mean, that's all you Amanda, would you like to verify everything everyone said as well?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was going to do too, because I do agree, and there's really not a lot I can add on to that. Everything's been said so well.
It's a consensus, ladies. Good job. Good job.
Yeah. All I got to say, I'm going to just quote Beyonce, look up, don't look down.
True that.
That's all I'm going to say. Don't let them see you. Like, don't let them see you down. Because my mom told me that. I've dealt with haters my whole life.
Does anyone have a tell 'em sis or anything besides this? I feel like we just came out of one.
I did have a tell 'em sis. It was about the kids thing. But if I can just one more time share with everyone, women who do not have children are not broken. We are not less woman than a woman who has children. And please, for the love of all that is holy, stop pretending as if there is something so terrifyingly wrong with us. Most of us really like babies and kids. We just don't want to take them home.
Yes, and I want to add on to that as a young person. Just because I say I don't want kids now, oh, you're going to want some in the future.
Yeah,
I don't want any. One. Like, no, just because I'm young, that does not mean I might want them later on. So, and not only that, just because you see a woman pregnant, oh, congratulations. You don't know what she's going through. You may not know, she might not want that kid or might be giving the child up. So mind your business. That's all I got to say. Mind your business. Look the other way. Just eat your food. Don't put yourself on somebody else's plate. Pay attention to your own plate, please.
And if you're a doctor, please, please don't do that whole you might decide later on. Okay.
Yeah.
There's paperwork. I've signed that paperwork. It's pretty clear about what you're doing and what happens. And if I can sign up to die for my country at 18, I sure as shit should be able to turn the fucking plumbing off without your lecture. Thank you very much.
And don't ask if you have permission from your husband or boyfriend, because it's not their decision.
Right. That,
right?
Yes.
Come on with it.
It's your body.
Don't let anybody tell you what to do with that system. That's your business. Don't let anybody tell you what you need to do with it or don't need to do with it. Take good care of yourself. Look out for yourself. And if you don't have, you know, if you're young and you don't have somebody to talk to, find an adult who will talk to you. There are a bunch of them right here, I'm sure. You know, but don't let anybody tell you have to do anything. And don't let anybody pressure you into something that's not right for you, you know, no matter what it is, right? I mean, I think we can all get behind that. No matter what it is, don't let anybody pressure you or tell you have to conform to this or you have to conform to that. You know what? In your life, you're going to find places where you do have to conform. It's going to happen in your life. You're going to have to conform. We all have to. But there are just some things that don't fall into that category. And deciding whether or not to have a family does not fall into the category of a you must or you must not. Okay. It's a decision you get to make. Don't let anybody else make it for you. Don't let anybody else pressure you into something you're not ready for. You know, baby's a big responsibility. That's the rest of your life. It's a decision you should make for yourself. Don't let anybody else push you. Although my mom says it's the only way I'm ever going to get boobs.
Really?
I mean, you can pay for those.
I mean, yes, there's money for that.
At this point, it's not a battle I want to fight. But when I was a kid, she always used to say, "Well, if you have a kid, you'll get boobs."
Oh my god!
Oh, that was the secret. I decided not to try that out, for the record.
It's not worth it.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm fine.
It hurts.
And I've heard women say it so many times. Like every time I say I don't want any kids, oh my gosh, it's so beautiful. It's the most beautiful thing. When your vagina is stretching like how many inches wide? I don't want to know. I can't remember and I don't care.
And all the male listeners just fainted.
And the men, y'all just sit up there and just like, y'all just, it's just, you put it in and go. And it's baking in the oven. And y'all just sitting up there waiting, and the woman has to go through so much, through body change, mood swings, and all this mm-hmm. shit. And y'all just sitting up there comfortable. Mm-hmm. We got to go through all this. This is why I don't want to go through it. Y'all won't sit up there comfortable. I want to sit up here comfortable with no kids. Mm. Okay?
Hmm.
So, ain't no baby talking out
there. How dare you go and make that decision before you have them?
Telling me,
because I know I'm gonna have this conversation with somebody one day. It's gonna come up soon. I know when it's gonna mm-hmm. happen. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not. Look, you already got two grandkids. I know you hardly get to see them, but you gotta fight for it. I'm sorry. Mm. Adopting? I thought about adopting. I'd rather do that, but no, nothing coming out of this.
It's tough.
I adopted two cats.
There you go.
Yeah.
She'll be a grandmother to two cats, two dogs, a hamster.
My mother has gerbil. Six grandchildren. She doesn't need me. She went and had three daughters after me. She ain't need me to do nothing.
Ahsoka's two now, and like I'm still recovering from some of the after effects of giving birth.
Oh yeah.
So there's a few things that just started happening. So you know, when you clog your like nipple duct, it really sucks. So yeah, don't have kids unless you're absolutely sure you want them. Because they're forever. They're a lifetime commitment, and they deserve people that care about them. To Raven's point earlier, I wish my mom would have said no to life, like, because she clearly didn't want to be a mother. Like, she was never around. She's constantly drunk and complaining about all the things that she wishes that she could have done, because she could have sucked Rick James's dick and been a superstar or whatever. So I wish that hoe would have just done that and left me alone about it, but she didn't.
Girl.
So, here I am.
I'm Rick James.
Right? Like, no, that's a real story. Real fucking talk. I've heard it from two of my aunts
who
say
it.
She mysteriously disappeared after the Rick James show and materialized several hours later covered in glitter.
Mm.
So I do believe the story at this point.
I can't trust a man who has more glitter in his hair than I've ever done.
Like, Mom... Were you a thought for like Rick James or something? What happened there? What happened? I don't get it. But you know, it's a weird thing. But yeah, somehow she's got the moral high ground on me, though. I don't know how that happens, but it does.
It's a mom thing.
Whatever. That hoe is so crazy. Like, I'm just gonna be real. Like,
oh my god,
bitch, you think I'm crazy? Like, oh please, like at least I like made financial restitution out of it. Like, what did you get? Glitter. Which one of us is the real stupid hoe?
All right, that's it. No one. Anytime somebody does something stupid, just reply, glitter.
Boy, but you know, I mean, I'm just expressing things. Anyway, no, never mind about that hoe. We don't have time. I just don't understand it. But you know, I guess I'm. Thanks for the life, I guess. Or whatever.
We're thankful for you.
Yes.
Oh,
definitely.
Thanks. I love you guys. Love I hope this too. Was fun for Liv to hear about my issues with my mother and how she potentially got on her knees and sucked Rick James's dirty dick.
Oh my god.
And received no money.
She got the glitter though.
She received no restitution.
How do you know that though? Were you in the room where it happened?
Oh, well, it's been confirmed by two of my aunts.
I'm still saying.
She refuses to talk about it.
So there could have been money involved.
My mom isn't the kind of hoe you pay. I'm just going to be real.
Wow.
Like, she's just not the kind of, no.
This was a tell 'em, sis. I don't know what this is.
We need to cut some of that out.
Yeah, I gotta go to bed, guys.
Yeah.
I have to wake up at 6 a.m.
Oh, shit. Okay, well, let's wrap it up. We can talk about this later.
I'd love to hear more about Rick James's dick in your mom's mouth.
It was in there. I swear it was. Okay. I believe it was.
Let's do our socials and
this week's support assistant is Wax Queen Candle Co. Go check them out. Oh, they've got Halloween inspired candles.
Love them. They have really good shit.
Right. So we'll just leave it at that. Ladies' socials.
Hi, this is Portia. You can follow me on both Instagram and Twitter at Portia Ariel.
This is Olivia. You can follow me on Twitter at Olive Gelato or hit me up on our sisters' Instagram account at Sisters with Sabers.
This is Rihanna. You can find me at @BinaRay_ on Twitter and on TikTok.
This is Amanda. You can find me at @TheHauntedManda on Twitter and Instagram.
This is Mel. You can find me at @Jane_Anon on Twitter.
And this is Raven. You can find me at @JennaBellaJ on Twitter.
And if you want to hear more stories about my basic ass mom, you can hit me up on Twitter at @BlurredGirlJedi. And we'll see you on the next episode.